In November of 2023, the Swell Pod took a 10-day journey across 5 states, traveling 3,580 miles with one challenge in mind.
And that challenge was to interview 100 pleasantly rebellious humans to uncover deep truths about what it takes to create something that has never existed before, challenge the status quo, maybe even change the world.
This is the Kiln Road Trip, created and produced by The Swell Pod.
In partnership with Kiln, Moterra Camper Vans, and sponsored by Taurus.
I'm Spencer McEwen.
And I'm Josh Taylor, and together we're the co-hosts of The Swell Pod and your guides on the Kiln Road Trip. Follow along on the journey.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, follow The Swell Pod on social media, and subscribe to your YouTube channel at, you guessed it, The Swell Pod.
This is interview 26 of the Kiln Road Trip, and today we're at Kiln Lehigh talking with Paul Shin. Paul serves as the CEO of Tacos Together, where they believe human connections are built through fun and tacos. You can join Tacos Together as they break world records, help others, and connect with amazing people in the community. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. We hope you enjoy.
Well, Paul Shin, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming down here. Could you give the audience a quick intro, your name, what you do?
Sure. Paul Shin, honestly, I'm a big believer of community, right? I love bringing people together. Honestly, as a business, it's a horrible idea. But again, it's just this idea of bringing people together.
Yeah, and what does that mean? From a product perspective or service or what you do to
experience perspective. Yeah, even,
from an experience perspective.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the best way to put it is experiential events based for or built for community and often with extremely low barriers of entry. The majority of the events that we throw are free. They're covered by sponsorships. You know, we've broken world records. We've, helped 3 or 4 Make-A-Wish kids now. So far for this Christmas event, I think we're nearing like $50,000 worth of products that have been donated. They'll go to help, you know, hundreds or thousands of families here in Utah. Again, it's business networking at its core, but trying to have fun and also help the community.
Which world records did you break?
Yeah, great question, man. last year we broke the world record for the largest blanket fort ever made.
No way. Yeah. What?
It was a multi-day event. It was about 10,000 square feet.
Wow.
Amazing. Such a cool opportunity. And again, just one of those where like every time I was like, dude, I don't think we can do this. Like a miracle showed up, the right person showed up, community rallied. And then earlier this year, we broke the world record for the largest rugby scrum ever. So at the RSL field, partnered with the Warriors, Team USA, and then a team out of France. And we had about 3,000 people out on that field in a very large rugby scrum.
Is that with Guinness World Record?
Yeah,
they actually give you like a plaque?
Yes, I'm supposed to.
Okay, you just haven't gotten it yet?
Even the one from last year, I still haven't gotten it. So Guinness, if you see this, please send me my plaques.
Yeah, we need that plaque.
Man, I grew up with that, like on TV. Guinness, breaking
Guild. Also the books, too.
Yeah, the books.
Yeah, man.
Obsessed by that.
It's been a lot of fun, dude.
We dive into, I think, maybe some of the background, I'm just wondering, can you just tell the people about this Christmas event that you have coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll try to make it quick. I know we're short on time. Really, due to a clerical error, I was sent to collections from a cell phone company, right? And because of that, I got a large, unexpected bill. And for the first time ever, like my wife and I had this conversation of like, I don't think we have enough money to, if we pay it, like right, if we don't pay it, my credit gets ruined, right? I'm talking to them. They're telling me to talk to the cell phone company. The cell phone company is telling me to talk to the collection agency. We're going back and forth. And at the same time, like, my credit's about to get ruined, right? We're in the process of trying to get a HELOC to keep funding the business. So I'm like, dude, I can't afford to have this hit my credit. But anyways, if I were to pay the bill, like there goes the entire Christmas budget. So my wife and I, like for the first time ever, we're having this conversation of like, how do we tell our kids that Santa's not coming this year, right? And I have 4 kids and, you know, youngest is 2, oldest is 9. And you're like, how do you have that conversation? And I made a post about it on LinkedIn.
The community
rallied, right? Over 100,000 impressions, hundreds and hundreds of comments and tags and all those things. Within 24 hours, the CEO of this company reached out to me and apologized and put one of the presidents of the business like directly in contact. 30 minutes later, the whole thing is resolved.
Hmm.
Right. And for me, it was this reminder of like the power of community. And I thought a lot about how many families, like how many parents right now are having the exact same conversation of, honey, I don't think we're going to have a Christmas this year, while also not having the same platform or the same voice that I've been blessed with, right? And so the idea is, for the month of November, we're collecting donations. Again, we've had probably $50,000 worth of donations come in. Minky Couture sent over 100 blankets. Kizik just sent over 100 pairs of shoes. Again, it's been absolutely phenomenal just to see the kindness and the generosity of this community. So November, we're gathering collections. Any drop off at any of the Kiln locations totally works. And then the first week of December, volunteers will be helping build gift boxes. And then on December 7th, we're going to have a party just to celebrate, you know, what was probably 6 or 7 weeks worth of work, right? And we'll get to see the total number, how many families we're helping.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be loading up all those gift boxes into the shipping trucks as well. And they'll go off to their various charities.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
What's it called?
Operation Santa's Stash, which AI helped us write.
Nice. It did a good job. It's a good name.
I thought so. It was fun. Yeah.
Okay, so you do so many things. You do these experiential, doing good events, but it's also this network of people coming and networking and getting to know each other. Really big, epic experiences. What is your background before that, and where did this come from? Your ability to be able to want to do kind of these types of things, or the skill set even?
You know, the funny thing is, I think it's always been innately like who I am. It just took me into my mid-30s to figure that out, right? Like I thought I was going to be a doctor. I thought I was going to be a dentist. I tried all those other things. Dropped out of college because none of them were the right fit. Weirdly enough, started an event company back when I was like 20. And then we ended up selling that like 5 years later. And for some reason, even then, like it didn't click for me, right? Like I was still like, no, that's not who I am.
Mm.
I spent a lot of time then becoming, you know, a VP of marketing, a CMO. I don't know, man, short hair, wore the suits, the whole nine yards, right? And then it wasn't until 2020, right? And 2020 was a hard time for everybody, right? 2020 was a really low moment in my life.
Mm.
And community rallied around me, right? I mean, literally saved my life kind of concept. And as community did that, I realized how important community was. And I think that's when I could really embrace the fact that bringing people together is what I do well, right? And that's not something to be ashamed of. It's not something that's childish or immature. There's great value to it. I just couldn't see it until, again, just a couple of years ago.
And is that so around that time, was that the impetus, the start of Tacos Together?
Yeah. It was kind of the seed that started it, right? Again, not to go like super heavy.
Yeah.
At the end of 2020, I was working with a different company. That all fell apart. I'd also... been working on a startup that had all fallen apart. I'd put not taking a salary for a while. I mean, I don't know, put a bunch of money into it. All these things had happened, right? Next thing you know, like at the end of 2020, I had gained, I mean, I have a lot of weight still left to lose, but like I was over 300 pounds. I was diagnosed with diabetes. My wife and I were fighting. Again, all the things, right? And so I had made the decision to take my own life. Again, community just kind of rallied around me, right? When I was really a nobody, right? I didn't have a LinkedIn following. I had made this post just kind of bitterly talking about how being an entrepreneur isn't just like winning all these awards and living this glamorous lifestyle. And literally the next day, somebody who I still don't know who it is came to my house with a whole bunch of Christmas gifts, right? And that was Christmas for us that year. Right. And that was, again, incredibly kind. Right. There's a local CEO who like has asked to stay anonymous, but like we met and like I was able to tell my life story to him and where I was. And he paid my bills for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Right. Like all these things that had happened that gave me the opportunity to not only survive, but take a couple minutes and stop and wonder, like, why am I here? Right. What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Running the rat race wasn't providing me any joy, right? Yeah. I think I fell into the trap of thinking, you know, if I make $100,000 a year, like that's where happiness must be, right? Or 150 or 200, the number kept getting bigger. Happiness wasn't following, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, and that started this whole change in my perspective where, again, I could take some time and figure out like what mattered in life. And I know it's a simple answer, but it really came down to human connection.
Yeah.
Right. I realized the thing that like I think most of us value the most at the end of the day are the relationships that we have, right? Whether it's friends or family or whatever that may be. And as adults, it's hard to find a place to continue to build human connection, right?
Yeah.
Like, again, we have lots of like networking events and that's great. But I think we've kind of fallen into this trap of like, Spencer, if you don't have an immediate monetary value to me, then like this relationship is useless, right? And you just go on to the next guy.
Mm.
And I found the most amazing relationships often don't have a transaction. Or if they do have a transaction, it's ancillary to it, right? It's secondary.
Mm.
It's because we built a better relationship first, then a transactional relationship can come in as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So for our listeners, just tell us a little bit why it's called Tacos Together. Because we just had a tacos guy in here, Scott Porter, which you probably know.
Yeah, I love Scott. Scott's an amazing friend.
Who is a childhood friend with my friend out there, Andrew Howlett. But tell us a little bit why your name, why you also have tacos in the name and you don't actually sell tacos.
You're right. I think many people think I own a taco truck. I do not. I honestly don't know how to even make a good taco. So the name came from a post online. Again, before any of this was born, I just had this idea of like, you know what? I want to do a networking event where there's literally no agenda. Right, I have nothing to sell. I have nothing to buy. I just wanted to hang out with people and go get food. And I don't know why, but like tacos struck me as the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a post that said, "Hey, would anyone want to go get tacos together with me?" And I was like, "Dude, if 5 people say yes, like that's a pretty good day." And we had something close to like 150 people say like, "Yeah, dude, I'm in." And this company saw it and they were like, "Hey, we'll pay for all the tacos." And this other company said, "Hey, like we have a cool office space. Do you want to come here? We can help get it catered in."
Nice.
And next thing you know, there was an event, and that's kind of where the genesis of the name came from.
Before we get into the rest of the episode, we want to thank the partners and sponsors who made the Kiln Road Trip possible. The Kiln Road Trip is brought to you by Kiln. Kiln is a boutique co-working and flex office community with 13 locations in 6 states across the West, dedicated to providing innovative workspaces that empower your team to thrive. Whether you're a solo visionary or an enterprise-level team of up to 100, Kiln transcends being merely a place to work. It's a hub for learning and connecting with like-minded professionals that will make you and your team love where you work.
And if you haven't stepped foot inside a kiln yet, you really need to. On this road trip, we visited every single location, and trust us when we say, once you see these beautifully designed spaces, meet the talented team, and connect with fellow members, you won't want to work anywhere else.
Locations include Utah, Colorado, Idaho, Oregon, California, and Arizona. And they're growing too, with multiple locations set to open in 2024.
Yeah, so be sure to check out the Kiln locations nearest you by booking a tour at kiln.com and answer SWELL in the question, "How did you hear about us?" Once you complete the tour, you'll be entered into a competition where you could win a 1-year membership, their club membership at Kiln.
Yep, you heard that. That's kiln.com, book a tour, and be sure to mention SWELL in the question, "How did you hear about us?"
The Kiln Road Trip is also brought to you by Motera Campervans, a luxury campervan rental company for iconic road trips. Their top-of-the-line vans are available at 7 locations located near America's best outdoor adventure destinations. They have consistently earned the highest customer ratings in the industry, making Motera Campervans your gateway to adventure without sacrificing on comfort or service.
That's true, and initially we wanted to take this journey in a 1960s VW bus, but thankfully we found Motera instead.
With three van options, we took the Pop Top Classic, which sleeps four and is best for those who want to maximize floor space and storage. This was critical for us because it needed to sleep the entire crew, we needed space to edit, and we were traveling with large amounts of equipment, luggage, and, you know, other goodies that we picked up along the way.
And this van took us through all 3,580 miles of the trip, super comfortable and sweet to drive.
And actually, Motera offers fully planned itineraries if you'd rather leave the planning to someone else.
Visit gomotera.com/swell. That's gomotera.com/swell.
This episode is also brought to you by Taurus. Taurus is leading the charge in home energy storage. Taurus makes it easy to achieve energy independence and a greener tomorrow. The Taurus Station provides everything you need to generate clean power, efficiently store electricity, and easily manage your energy use.
And installing a Taurus Station offers plenty of benefits, including save money on your electricity bill.
Also, ensure energy security with backup power during outages.
Reduce carbon emissions with renewables.
You can also automate EV charging and HVAC systems with 100% renewables.
And enjoy unrivaled system monitoring and support.
If you like the sound of those benefits, get a quote to build your Taurus Station in less than 30 seconds. Super easy at Taurus.co. That's Taurus.co. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Tacos together, bringing people together to connect.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is, for our audience, Paul does walk around with a Tacos Together t-shirt on.
Most of the time, yes.
Usually yellow.
It's a bright yellow. Yeah.
And I always wonder, like, where are the tacos? at least for a few weeks. And every time I saw him, like, where's the truck?
Yeah.
But tell us what the vision is for where you're headed next, just briefly, and then we're going to ask you some advice to wrap things up about.
Love it, man.
For our audience.
So to talk about the future, I think I need to rewind just a little bit. As I think it was after last year's blanket fort, you know, we wanted to do a little bit more market research of, like, why do people go to professional events? So we started a survey, you know, email, social media, whoever I could talk to. And it wasn't just my events. Like, if you go to an event in general, we wanted to understand why. And that was literally the only question, right? What's the number one reason you go to professional events? And there's all these options listed. Over 3,000 people ended up taking the survey. And 82%. And again, like, I remember that number clearly because it was like such a landslide, right?
Yeah, that's a big number.
Said that the number one reason they go is just to meet the right person. And like, again, it was one of those moments where you're like, that's super obvious. But as an event person, you kind of forget that, right? You think like, oh, no, they're coming because we're going to do some crazy wild experience, right? Or the venue, or I got this like super powerful speaker. And those things do matter. But at the end of the day, the real value that you get out of an event, right? Like, as much as I want to meet Tony Robbins or whatever, it's like, I'm not going to meet him personally. Like, we're not going to exchange cell phone numbers. Yeah. He's not going to become my best friend. I mean, Tony Robbins, if you want to be best friends, let me know. But like, other than that, it's probably not going to happen, right?
Yeah.
But it's those relationships that I meet outside of those speaking sessions that really solidify the value. And as I thought about that, I started looking everywhere of like, how do we make human connection at our events better? Right. And I couldn't find anything. You know, I found a ton of ticketing platforms. I found a ton of, I found a ton of event management platforms. You know, I saw some that said like, hey, here's everybody going to the event, right? Here's connect your social media and you can see which of your friends are going. And as cool as that is, it's like, well, my friends are already going to tell me if they're going to be there. And a list of everyone going, like, that doesn't really help me that much, right? Because I don't know what anything is. Anyways, and so my co-founder and I decided to invest in basically an AI that could understand who's going to an event. And similar to a dating app, start matching you with other people going. And so that's been kind of working in the background, and we're just about to release that. We ran it through like a closed beta with a set of events. We've had fantastic results, so we're super excited about this. But really the idea now is that we want to get a super connector in everyone's pocket, right? To help when you show up to an event. It's not just like, I don't know, who do I talk to? Everyone looks like they're already busy. I'm going to pull out my phone and pretend I have something to do. It's like before you even go, you have a dozen conversations that have started that are super curated for each person individually, right?
Yeah.
Based on mutual interest and mutual intent. Anyways,
that sounds fantastic. When is it going to go live?
Well, again, we opened it originally, got amazing feedback. We're working on some tweaks from it. Our hope is that January 1, it will be like ready for anyone to use.
That's cool.
Thank you, man.
That's awesome.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah, man. I would love to try it. We have one more thing, though.
No, please.
So we ask everybody this question. I'm really interested in your thoughts on this, but what does it take to take an idea and create a movement?
Sure. You know, for me, it was forget yourself for a while.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is, you know, people are like, oh, dude, tacos just, like, just blew up out of nowhere. And what I say is like, no, you know, our first taco event was sometime in 2021, right? Officially, we started officially in 2022. But like networking for me started in 2020.
Yeah.
Right. Like from my lowest points, it was, you know, almost 2 years of like just constantly trying to meet people, going to other people's events, promoting their events, supporting their events, lots of lunches, you know, trying to give as much as I could, like freely connecting others. And what it does is it creates this like army of people who want to support you, right? And then when you finally have what you want figured out, and you can then stand up and say, hey, guys, this is my dream. It's not you begging for other people's attention. Now you have a bunch of people that say, great, how do I help? Yeah. Where do you need me, right? Let me help you make your dreams come true as well. Anyway, so again, just give freely.
I love that answer. Amazing. It was very, I mean, one of my favorite answers I've heard so far. So I also, you're a fantastic storyteller. We're excited to see what happens next. And yeah, thank you for being on the podcast.
And here, we officially give you your
look at this, man.
Pleasantly rebellious t-shirt.
Oh, so cool, man.
And so there it is.
You definitely fit that for sure.
Oh my gosh, I love it, dude. I will rock this, absolutely.
I hope so.
Dude.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I did not wrap it.
Oh, no. This is for you guys. Last minute gift. Look at this. So this is.
You got to try it on. Try it on.
Yeah.
It's a
hoodie
burrito.
Try it on.
We could all probably put it on us.
Yeah. When you guys are out on the road, you can stay warm.
We're going to wear it. I love it. We are going to use it. It's cold in Idaho right now. I'm telling you.
Do you have a knife?
I think I'll just bite it.
Okay. There you go. Do it, man.
I bet that's going to take a while.
I believe in you guys. There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, dude, you look good as a tortilla. I'm confident of it.
Can I put it over my current hoodie?
Yes, double hoodie for sure.
This thing is nice.
There you go, man.
Very cozy inside. Look at that.
Amazing.
Yeah, man. Again, stay
warm.
We'll
take it in turns. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Paul. This is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Look, you look amazing as a tortilla. Deep pockets, the whole nine yards.
We should put this on and like you should give us like a challenge or something like that.
Dude, okay, we'll figure that out, man. 100%.
Look at that. Pockets in the perfect spot, too.
Thank you, Paul.
Brother.
Thank you
guys for having me.
Let's grab a photo with you if that's okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of The Kiln Road Trip. Be sure to follow along on the rest of the journey. And you can do that in two ways. One, subscribe to the podcast, whether you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or maybe even watching on YouTube. And follow along on all of our social media platforms, whether you're on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or TikTok, @TheSwellPod. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.